5:31 a.m. South African time on this beautiful Mubarak Friday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Yes, it's a public holiday. Yes, it's the 26th of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1444. And yes, let's cross over what our beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, Hafidhahullah. I hope he's not cold. In Trichat, Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Mubarak Friday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our Junaid Mota and our Dawood Mota and Riyaz Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahmani ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the Mubarak honorable day of Jumu'ah Friday, the 26th of Dhul-Qa'dah 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 26, Surah Al-Shu'ara, and verses 221 to 224. The other day we discussed where the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, made propaganda. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. They said the Satan, Lucifer, were coming to the Master, alayhi salatu salam. Allah jalla wala rejected and refuted that. So now Almighty Allah is informing us, chapter 26, verse 221. Hal unabbi'ukum ala man tanazzalu shayateen. That upon whom the shaitan is coming. Remember that is the question. So Almighty Allah states, Hal unabbi'ukum, what? Must I inform you? So it's a rhetorical question. Ala man tanazzalu shayateen. Upon whom is the Satan, Lucifer, his comrades and cronies descending? So meaning they are taking the people towards batil, towards falsehood. Look at the LGBT movement and so many other vices, secularism, democracy, capitalism, Zionism. Tanazzalu ala kulli affakin athim. And the shayateen, Lucifer and his progeny, they are descending and coming down. Ala kulli affaq. Affaq means those people who are big, big liars. Al-kizbul azim. Those big, big liars nowadays will mean the hasbara, the propaganda, the lies. Hasbara is the term that jutlas, the haram, is used for propaganda. And asim, they are the people who commit major, major sins. This is hyperbole. This is mubalagha, an intensive form. So then upon them, this type of shayateen come. And then, وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. The Satan, Lucifer, beautifies and adorns it. And now, today in South Africa, they will tell you Youth Day. But 90% of the people will not be interested in the Youth Day or their sacrifices. They will be enjoying themselves. It's a long weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, busy with their wine, dine and swine. So that is the culture, remember that. And who are these people who give ear? So they are the people, yulquna sam'a, that they give ear to the devil and the agents of the devil. Wa aksaruhum kadibun, and majority of them are big, big liars. They love to lie and they will speak with the folk tongue and so forth. When we started this chapter many, many months ago, I told you that the surah chapter is called Surah Al-Shu'ara. One poet, Sha'ir, the plural, Shu'ara. Hence today you will come to know why it is called Surah Al-Shu'ara. Almighty Allah states in Surah 26 and verse number 224, was Shu'ara'u. These poets, يتبعهم الغاوون. That those people who are astray, those people who are deviated, they are the ones that are following them. So remember that to be a poet in Islam is permissible, but the lyrics, the words, all that must be fine. It must not be lies and propaganda, and you are so engrossed in it that where you are missing your salat and prayer and all those things that are compulsory upon you. So hasanuhu hasanun, وَقَبِيحُهُ قَبِيحٌ. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the content matter, if it is good, then that poetry is good. And if it is bad, then lies and propaganda and so forth. So that will be bad and not acceptable in Islam. So that is how Islam would look at it and not pass a blanket judgment on it. So we should study it and then pass our verdict. Let us take you around the world, nationally, globally, internationally, with news, views, and interviews. Let's start there by the rogue apartheid terrorist regime. Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, is humiliated, disgraced. I told you that this government of theirs will not even last this whole year, 2023. His own people and own party members are voting against him. So now he is at his weakest, Bibi Benjamin Netanyahu. Biden knows it, therefore he's not inviting him. The Knesset knows it. So that is what the Quran Sharif taught us more than 1400 years ago. Chapter number 59, verse 14. Tahsabuhum jami'a. You think the Jews and the Juttas and Haramis are united? Nay, wa qulubuhum shatta. Whilst their hearts are totally fragmented. Disunited, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمُ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. That is because they are a nation and a people with no intelligence. The people might think they have intelligence. See, no intelligence. See the incident I give you now. So they murdered and killed a toddler, a baby, 2 years old. Then they murdered a Palestinian who has dual citizenship and is an American as well, 80 years old. Umar Asad was his name. Our son they killed and murdered and martyred, Muhammad Tamimi, 2 years old. So 2-year-old toddler they murder and kill. 80-year-old person who's an American Palestinian, they murder, but the Israeli Defense Force say there will not be further investigations from them, from their own people who murdered them. So what do you call these people? The Quran Sharif says they are the murderers of prophets and messengers, and they are the murderers of babies and civilians and old people. That is why we need to name them, shame them, and again, we nail them as well. Not only that, go to the next one. The President Herzog gave out awards and rewards and gifts and what have you, certificates. Certificate and what have you by the President of Israel, the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. To who? To the IDF. And that is the Israeli Defense Force and the Shin Bet and so forth. You are doing an excellent job in the defense of Israel. Is this excellent? Murdering children and babies, killing old people and so forth. The floods are lashing Gujarat day in India and certain parts of Pakistan. Huge, huge damage. And remember, the wind is gusting at the speed of 125 kilometers. 2 people already confirmed dead. So very, very sad story. May Almighty Allah make it easy for the people of India, for the Indian people of Pakistan, especially there in Gujarat state. Saudi Arabia, their foreign minister, now, yesterday they hated one another, yesterday meaning in the past 6 months, years and so forth, but now they're becoming pally-pally, they're becoming friends of one another, because both parties are shaitan. The Saudi government are kuffar and the Shias are kuffar, so now the Saudi foreign minister is going to visit Tehran. When? Tomorrow, Saturday. So now they will want to set the scene for who? That either the king of Saudi Arabia will have to go to Tehran, or that guy Raisi will come to Saudi Arabia. You know already there are 40,000 Iranians there in Saudi for Hajj, and so forth and so on. What's happening with our president? CR, so Cyril Ramaphosa. So yesterday he was in Poland, then he took a train and he went to Kiev, and then he met Zelensky. Today he's going to meet, you must remember, to go to Moscow. So there he will meet Putin. And remember that, are they going to talk peace? No, they're not going to smoke the peace pipe. They're going to speak about, Putin, must you come to South Africa? What are the ramifications? What are the consequences? And Uganda pulled out. There were many presidents from South Africa, the continent, who were supposed to go and meet both presidents, but Uganda knew that they will raise the issue with them about the homosexuality and the gay brigade. So they pulled out and so forth. More planes being sent to the Middle East by the Americans. They say Russia is getting too strong there, and their influence is now changing the balance there. So more planes, and now you think, oh, there'll be peace there? No, there'll be more problems there. So send more planes, and inshallah, our Mujahideen will then blow them away as well. Saudi Arabia with MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, and his cronies, comrades, are not getting their way. They wanted Messi to come and play there, to make a mess there. He rejected them. They went to that big coach. They called him the special one. And what is his name? I can't even pronounce their name, these characters. So Mourinho or whatever, he had a meeting with them. And he said, now I'm not interested. They know that these guys don't pay wages on time. They know that if they just speak once their sentence against the MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, or the Saudi government, there will be huge, huge problems. So therefore, yes, the other guys who just want to make a quick buck and quick dollar, 100 million, 70 million, 50 million, they'll just go play 1 year, 2 years and come back. Australia is objecting, remember, to Russia. They say they're in Canberra. Yeah, they cannot build their embassy so near the parliament. Now you see, you must understand the real politics. One side you got Australia, one side you got Britain. Both these are chamchas. Chamchas means sidekicks of America. So you, Australia, you take care of Indonesia, Malaysia, all those places. And Britain, you must take care of Europe and so forth. And we are the big boss, you see. So therefore, now to show you are close to Russia or something in their eyes is a big crime, you know that. So therefore, they told Moscow, no, you can't build your embassy. They have an embassy there, but it's far away. They wanted to build a new one. And they said, no, you just place here in 5 minutes. Sorry about that. In 5 minutes, they took the decision in their parliament and so forth. Now imagine this story. Me, I don't believe this. That the Western media and media from the Ukraine say 25,000 Russian soldiers are killed so far in the 16-month conflict and so forth. Obviously, there are thousands killed, but my point is 25,000, that I don't accept. So how many thousand of your people are killed? You see, that conveniently they will avoid and evade and so forth. Then in Canada, the news just broke. Now 15 people dead, big accident there between a bus or a truck or a van and a, you know, another mini vehicle or minivan. And 15 people dead, 10 injured. So sad story there. Now, we must come back to South Africa. You know, South Africa is a circus. We got a lot of trapeze artists, you know. So these trapeze artists, now the mayor of Johannesburg, and that, again, these problems. So what's the problem? What are your qualifications? So according to the media, they're saying that this guy doesn't even have matric certificate, but they're going to run a multi-billion, you must remember, budget and so forth and so on. So that's why I tell you, South Africa is the best country to live. We got so many trapeze artists and jokers running the place. So every week, every month, a new mayor. So that is the indictment on South Africa. Inshallah, today we will be going from here. Now, yes, a lot of time only starts at 5:27 for Fajr. So therefore, we started the program 5:30, 5:31. 6 o'clock is Jamaat, inshallah. Last night we had a nice program, mashallah, here in Trichardt. Today, inshallah, we're going there to Amaro. We will leave about 10:15 or so. They say it's plus minus 1 hour, and then we'll translate the khutbah. 11:22 is Azan for Jumu'ah, South African time. And 11:25 South African time, the khutbah will start. Sheikh Mahir al-Mu'aytili, so he will render the khutbah sermon and salat. We'll translate it, inshallah. And then Jummah day, inshallah, in Masjid al-Rahman, and that is day in Qasim Park. And tonight after Isha also, so day in Qasim Park, day in Masjid al-Rahman. That's our program, inshallah al-Aziz.
Ustad, I've got a brother, Rafael. He says that, why is gold so expensive, Ustad?
Remember, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made gold the intrinsic value. Therefore, when we speak of zakat, we say that charity, which is compulsory upon Muslims, they must work it with gold and silver. Likewise, the mahar we pay, so that also works with the gold price and so forth and so on. So Almighty Allah gave it that intrinsic value, that natural value. Therefore, Quran Sharif speaks of it, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الزَّهْبَ وَالْفِدَّةِ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Those people who hoard and store their gold and silver, and they don't spend it in the path of Almighty Allah, so announce to them a terrible, painful punishment. So it shows that gold and silver are considered as something special in Islam. And if you want the verse in the Noble Quran, open Surah Tawbah, chapter number 9, and verse number 34. There you will find it, chapter 9 and verse number 34.
I've got Brother Waleed from Cape Town. He says that, how are you sure the Quran is authentic and the hadith isn't when both were written after the Prophet's death? Brother Waleed, Ustad.
My brother Waleed, you either confused or your fuses are blown. You must remember that when the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would receive the wahi, the revelation, there were two groups, there were two panels. One group were those who were by hearting it, memorizing it, after the Master alayhi salatu salam recited the verses. So when the Master alayhi salatu salam's demise took place, there were a group already who were hafiz of the Noble Quran. You know, in your Cape Town, Sheikh Salih Abadi, rahimahullah, my ustad, my teacher, my beloved teacher, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, and his teacher, Sheikh Salih Abadi, rahimahullah. So like that, from the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, there were a group of people who were memorizing it. Then there were people who are writing it. The mistake you are making is you are thinking that the Quran was not written. It was not written on paper only. Whatever they could find, well, they found paper, they would write on it. They found leather, they would write on it. They found wood on that. Whatever they could find, they would write on it. So the Quran Sharif was written already on various items during the lifetime of the Prophet Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it was already by hearted. Then during the time of Sayyidina Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, the entire Quran Sharif was written on paper, and that's why it was called Mushaf. Mushaf means that all the scrolls and all the paper, and you have millions of hafiz, uninterrupted, remember that. We challenge any Jew, any Christian, any Hindu, any Buddhist, any person of any faith, show us your original scripture and show us how many people have by hearted it and memorized it. Go read chapter 15, verse number 9, my brother Waleed. Chapter 15, verse number 9. And Almighty Allah states, Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra. We are the ones who have revealed this reminder, this Quran Sharif piecemeal gradually. Wa inna lahu lahafidun. And we are the only ones who will protect it, preserve it. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. And today you find millions of people, majority non-Arab, who have by hearting, who have by hearted, male, female, adult, and children. And same thing with the Hadith Sharif from time of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu used to by heart. Other Sahaba used to write down and so forth. So therefore, we know which are the authentic ahadith. We know which are the ahadith that are spurious and fabricated and so forth. So you, my brother, you must go read the book called in English, because I don't think you know Arabic. So go and read the book Ulumul Quran by Ahmed von Denfer. He was a revert to Islam, but he wrote excellent books. Ahmed from Denver, and Ulum al-Quran is got a green cover. It's available there in Cape Town. So read it, and then you will understand this issue much better.
I've got a sister, Linda, Ustad. Of course, I see she's joining us every morning now. She says, morning to you, AK. How did Lucifer end up in hell? How could Michael defeat him? Sister Linda, Ustad.
My sister, Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, the one and only Supreme Being, created the entire universe. So the angels were there in paradise, okay? Then you must remember that Lucifer, Satan, was also in paradise. And he was teaching the angels that he had so much knowledge. His original name was Azazel. What was his original name? Azazel. A-Z-A-Z-E-E-L. Azazel was his original name. And they would look at him with respect because he had so much knowledge and so forth. Thereafter, when Almighty Allah created the entire universe in 6 days, from Saturday to Thursday, and like today, Friday, Almighty Allah created the masterpeace, Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. So now they are all in paradise. But Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam is lonely. So ya Allah, no wife, no life, I need a wife. So Almighty Allah blessed him with Adam and Eve. So Nabi Adam alayhi salam said, Hawa radiallahu anha. Today is Friday, you Muslims should know this. Now who solemnized and performed the marriage ceremony? Almighty Allah himself. Now he, Adam, wanted to go to Eve. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam wanted to go to Hawa. And Allah said, no, you must pay the marital gift. You must pay the mahar. What is the mahar, ya Allah? Send salawat, salutations to Ruh Sharif upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the work, Zadu Sa'id, you will find it there. So all that happened. Then Almighty Allah putting the angels and Lucifer to a test. Now all of you prostrate and make sajda to him, to Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. So now they all made sajda and prostrated the angels. But remember that Lucifer, Aba was takbara. His jealousy, his pride got the better of him and he defied Almighty Allah. Then Nabi Adam alayhi salam and them also ate from the tree. That was a mistake. So Almighty Allah transferred them to this world. And he, Lucifer, was proud, arrogant, and defiant. So Almighty Allah expelled him from paradise and sent him here to this world. So that is our unanimous belief as Muslims. Maulana, you carry on right till 6 or so, no problem.
Ustaz, I've got brother Jeremy. He says, hi, AK. I heard the beginning of your show where you said an 8-year-old was killed by the Jewish soldiers. Why don't you tell the listeners that he interfered with the laws of Israel? Please correct your statement. Jeremy, Ustad.
Which laws of Israel? You guys got two laws of Israel in Israel. One laws for the Jutlas and Haramis. They can murder, they can kill. Who was murdering the people there in Gaza? Who was murdering and going there and assaulting the people in Hawara? Wasn't it the settlers? So remember, my brother, don't try and tell me that. You all are a murderous nation. You all kill prophets and messengers. You are an apartheid nation. Amnesty International called you out. President Carter called you out. Your Jews are calling you out. Go read Finkelstein's books and all these things here. So you know you got dull agenda. There are roads that the Palestinians cannot travel on. To the airport, Ben Gurion, they can't travel on. So don't come tell me about Israel. That Israel is a murderous state. And remember, they're murdering old people, children, and so forth. Jeremy, you should hang your head in shame for trying to defend the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I see brother Kurt. He says that, so AK, if Putin decides to conquer Finland, does Finland have enough room for the prisoners' camps, Ustad?
So you must remember, if you know this Finland and all these places, that they all were neutral. And they didn't want problems with Russia and all that. But you know, when the West, they can threaten you and they can destroy your economy and so forth. So now Finland became part of NATO, but Sweden still hasn't become part of NATO because President Erdogan of Turkey says, no, we will not allow you. Because you are very, very soft on the real terrorists and so forth. People who want to harm Turkey and they want to harm our country. So Turkey has got, you must remember, that Turkey has got that veto, and if all have to agree, then only you can become a NATO member. So they have said, no, we will not allow Sweden. But Finland, they allowed them. So that is how you must remember they play games. But alhamdulillah, they wanted Erdogan not to become president. Allah Ta'ala humiliated Biden and Israel and all these enemies of Islam and Muslims.
Tulani says, do you think Cyril Ramaphosa is doing a good job as president of South Africa? Can you compare his performance to that of his predecessors, Jacob Zuma? Tulani, Ustad.
Tulani, in which world are you living in? So you must remember South Africa from 1994 was going downwards. Remember that we have become the jokers of the world. So I told you, you can't even get a proper mayor in Johannesburg. So what else is that? Your murder rate is increasing. Your gay rights, you know, Cape Town and other places have become the gay capital of the world. And you see that violence is increasing. The dollar and the rand, you see what's happening all the time. So the petrol price, everything is going haywire. So therefore, I'm on record every day. You record me, we send it out and so forth. And we say that, remember this, that apartheid was a crime against humanity, but what we got now, the corruption and the crime and all that, is also a crime against humanity. And only Allah help us from top to bottom. So you want to go sort the problems out in Russia and Ukraine and all these things there. So what about South Africa? You can't sort out the load shedding. You can't sort out the pala-pala. You can't sort out all these things there. That one minister or whatever she was, senior member of the ANC, Jumaat Peterson, whatever her name. So when all the things started coming out, she went and committed suicide. So all these things here, who's responsible? So you will never sort the problems out until you send the ministers to jail. That is what needs to be done.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. You got a new listener by the name of Brother Norman. He says, how could the sun have stood still during Joshua's battle? What is the science behind it? Brother Norman, Ustad.
You must remember, one is what the Torah says. One is what the Injil, the Gospel, the Bible says. Now you must remember to say that this happened. So we will not just accept it on face value. You must remember, if you go to the Torah, you go to the Bible, you will find certain things, crazy things there. Go to Genesis and see, you will find Lot, L-O-T, committing incest with his own daughters and so forth. So which person in his right mind can accept that? Then you will find Jacob wrestling with God and all that, all this in the Bible. Go to Ezekiel and go read the subchapter about the two adulterous sisters. You heard of Sheikh Ahmed Didat. Sheikh Ahmed Didat under apartheid took that portion out and then we removed the numbers and sent it to the census board. And they said, you must remember that what they said, that this is pornographic. I still have the cutting in my archives of the Sunday Tribune. So therefore, Utah, you know Utah in America, they said take all this Bible and all that out from our schools and so forth and libraries. It has too much sexual content and so too much violence and so forth. So we don't just accept what is written in the Bible or wherever in the Torah until we will weigh it according to our belief. If it is in accordance with it, then we will accept it. If it's not in accordance with our belief, we reject it. And if it is something that we're not 100% sure, we say, La nusaddiqu wa la nukadhib. We don't reject it completely. We don't accept it completely.
Ustad, just one more quickly before we leave you. It says here that what Saudi people think about India and Indians. Dr. Saab, Ustad.
So you must remember that they used to say the Shias are pakka kuffar. You must remember when Sheikh Imam Huzaifi Hafizahullah delivered a lecture when Rafsanjani was there in Medina, and he said Al-Khumaini Imamud Dalala, and he said that the Shias are not Muslims and so forth. Then for 1 year they suspended him and so forth. So now, because you must remember that, you know what is the job of politicians? Expediency. One day they'll speak this way, 1 week they'll speak that way. So now they both want to come, peli-peli, Iran and Saudi Arabia. I just told you now, Tomorrow, the foreign minister of Saudi Arabia will be going to Tehran and so forth. This is a marriage of convenience. It doesn't last long. After 2 years, 3 years, they'll be fighting again. So remember that Saudi's mentality is this, that they are superior and everybody else is inferior. Among the Arabs themselves, they consider the Egyptians, the Yemenis, all of them second class and third. They make them work like that. And we Indians and Africans and all, we third, fourth class. Nabi Almighty Allah condemns people who are on batil like Abu Lahab and so forth. The Arabs, the family of Nabi alayhi salam, straight to Jahannam and the Hellfire, chapter 111. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, waylul lil Arab, woe to the Arabs, remember that. So the Arabs are those people who are today. Look at Saudi Arabia, look at Emirates, look at Bahrain, look at Morocco, and look at Jordan, and look at the Pharaoh day in Egypt. That they will support Israel more than they support the Muslims. Because all of them whose names are took are murtad, traitors, and out of the fold of Islam. So we are here by the masjid. I just came now with Maulana Ismail Osman, married to my niece. Allah Ta'ala reward them all. Barakallahu fiqh. Jazakallah khair. Make special dua for Aqsa Mubarak and Palestine and for the Haramain Sharifain as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.